This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And by the way, go get Quest Worthy. It's a good drink. Yes, it is. Very good drink. Go get it. Like I said before, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, what can we put in for this week? Already got an idea. And brought to you by stackup.org. We only got one thing to talk about, and it just happened. It is the PlayStation State of Play. Now, before we begin here, just to be fair, Xbox's showcase will be Sunday. The coverage of that will be Monday. Okay, but I will still be streaming it on twitch.tv/DawnForge. As long as the Midros does agree. Friday, Saturday, we will be here on twitch.tv/DawnForge because it is the Summer Games Fest. Now, let's get to all of the stuff that just happened. And we're going to use Destructoid.com as I put this in the show notes, because here is everything that has happened at the PlayStation State of Play. So, first off, I'll try to give the dates if Destructoid does have it. And as we go along, I think they went linear, so let's see what happens. The first game that they showed was Luminous Arise. This has a Tetris-type vibe to it, and it'll be coming to both PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 5 VR2, and this game will be coming later this year. Now, the developers did say that this is a successor to the title. We'll see if that happens, but just know that this game will come out later this year. Pragmata also showed up via Capcom, and this is going to have an astronaut and an AI. It looks like a little girl, and it's going to have some different battle functions to it, mostly shooting, and she could do some hacking. That game will come out next year. And then we got a first look at Romeo is a Dead Man. This too came out from Defy. I think the first one came out from Defy, but whatever. This came out from Defy Corporation. Well, it's another Capcom game. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading that wrong. Romeo is a Dead Man is a grasshopper manufacturer from Suda 51. And this will be a third-person shooter and a hack-and-slash game. That'll be coming next year. And then things got scary. Silent Hill F, because there was a new trailer for it, and it is confirmed that September 25th is the release date. So if you're in for that one, you're in for it now. Then we do some side-scrolling, if I'm not mistaken. Bloodstained, The Scarlet Engagement, also got a revealer trailer. And right now, this side-scroller looks like it'll come out next year. So if you like some castle type stuff, you can try that one out. It was done in the 16th century, but this one isn't. Digimon Story Time Stranger got a release date as well, and a trailer with it. So this is going to be an action adventure type game, and that'll be coming to PlayStation 5 on October 3rd. So if you like or have seen any Digimon, you might be interested in that. And there was a little bit of Final Fantasy in this one, but it's Final Fantasy Tactics. The Ibalize Chronicles. And this is a remaster, because this one came out in 1997, and this will be launching on PlayStation 4 and 5 on September 30th. Now, if you want to have a little bit of fun, Baby Steps also got a reveal trailer, and you'll just be walking around in an open world, and you might be knocking stuff around too. That comes to PlayStation 5 on September 8th. Now, what about Paper Mache? Hirogami also got a trailer too. It's on pre-order right now, and you can change shapes if you so choose. That'll be coming to PlayStation 5 on September 3rd. And Hot Shots Golf, everybody's golf Hot Shots, I should say, said that now this is on pre-order, and you can play as Pac-Man if you do the pre-order, because the game will be coming out on September 5th. this is going to be very, very good, very, very interesting. At least I think, yeah, I'm planning on getting it, so what? Ninja Gaiden Ragebound will be available July 31st, so if you like Ninja Gaiden on PlayStation 4 and 5, it'll be coming July 31st. Karen, the demo trailer, was also announced, and there you'll be climbing a mountain, a very deadly mountain. Now, right now, the demo is available, so if you want to try the game out, you can, but it does launch on November 5th, only for you PlayStation people. Well, keep in mind, it might also be up on, these games could also come up on Steam and other consoles as well, so just beware. And then we went really old. Okay, fine, I'm dating myself, I don't care. Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection was announced, PlayStation 4 and 5, and that'll be done quite possibly next year. Oh, by the way, it'll also have some online play. Yeah, which is interesting because if you go to the PvP expos or competitions, you would see different controllers. Well, Project Defiant made a PlayStation fight stick. So now, as you would see all the people going to all these tournaments, they would bring their own joysticks. Well, now, PlayStation now has one, just for the fighters. Going on down the line, we saw another trailer for Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater. And what we found out too was Snake vs. Monkey Mode is back. And Metal Gear Solid Online may be added in, according to the trailer. And then they went to Nioh 3, and there's going to be some Shogun going on against the demons and some ninjas as well. And ninjas are going to slay some demons too. Once again, PlayStation 5 demo is available for Nioh 3, and the launch is next year. But what if you want to be a thief? Ah, they hit the VR corner for them, because Thief VR, Legacy of Shadow, got its own trailer, and it is a nice little stealth game in collaboration with Eidos Montreal. And right now, that game is, I believe, suggested for next year. And that would also go with Tides of Tomorrow, because that's going to have a little bit of VR there with too. That one looks kind of interesting as well. And then they went to all the Astrobot fans, said, look, we had a great year, it was good, we're adding some new maps, some new levels, it's cool, and some new characters as well. 90 levels, over 90 worlds now for Astrobot. And if you have the game, it's free. It's all free, all 90 levels free. And then we went underwater. Sea of Remnants got an announcement trailer, and it looked pretty interesting. Sea of Thieves, Sea of Remnants, taking on the Sea of Thieves now. And Sea of Remnants will have some mermaid battles and some giant crab battles. That game will drop next year. And then, it's not Silver Surfer, it's a Sword of the Sea. And you're going to be doing some surfing on some mountain ranges, deserts, obviously seas. And you'll be doing that on August 19th. Because that game is going to the PlayStation Plus game catalog. Speaking of which, the catalog itself. Following games are coming to the catalog. Control will be launching day one on June 17th. Deus Ex, The Conspiracy, Twisted Metal 3 and 4, Resident Evil 2 and 3, Myst and Riven will also be coming to the subscription service as classic titles. And then they said, bang, 007, First Light, first trailer did show up. And this is going to be the pre-story to James Bond and how he got to be the most infamous spy in the world. This will be coming to PlayStation 5 next year. And there will be another interactive showcase for the game later this week. And then they went to the Ghost of Yoti. Went to a little bit of a deep dive in this trailer because we knew that this was coming. And this is just more to drive the interest up. Did it do it? We'll find out this July. And we ended with Token Finding Souls. It is Marvel. It's the Avengers, along with other characters. And this is going to be a 4v4 fighting system. Now, they did feature some of the characters, such as Iron Man, Spider-Man, Storm, Captain America, Doctor Doom, Star-Lord, Miss Marvel, Ghost Rider, but there will be more coming along. So, that was the state of play. If I did not announce the dates, then the dates could come out 2026 or 2027. And that is everything that happened at the state of play. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for reactions to this announcement, along with other news. By the way, if you want to see what other news could have been posted today, become a patron. Patreon.com/TheBootQuest. Until tomorrow, go play some games.